WGCH Newsletter Time 7:55, joined on the line now by State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Sorry, I am a couple of minutes late.
All right, but let's get right to it. And session is over, so I guess looking forward to the next session. What are some of the challenges that are going to be facing us here?
Very good. Well, we had a very good session. I mean, we have to look at the positive of the session, you know, the budget, education, reproductive rights, and safety laws. And, you know, there are a few other issues that we will have to tackle in the next session. Environment is one. We passed some laws in environment. However, I think that we have to do more. We have an issue, certainly, in the state, like in the nation, with waste. I mean, we are exporting too much waste to landfills in Philadelphia and Ohio, and we have to find options to that. I think that we have to bring that down to the municipal levels. in that respect, we are also, we brought together with Rachel Cana and Steve Meskers, we are meeting tomorrow with Commissioner Bogdan. He's visiting Greenwich and see what projects that we have in town qualify for the infrastructure federal funding that every state in the nation has. And so it has been a busy summer for us. We are bringing also into Greenwich yesterday with Canon Meskers. We visit the Boy Scouts. We obtained a grant of $250,000 for them to complete, AIDA, hurricane damage, part of the camp and bridges that crosses the east branch of the Byron River. All of that has to be replaced, and the governor in the budget included a line item for them. So we're very pleased with the session, and looking forward to the next session. It will be a short session, and going from there.
All right. Representative, earlier we spoke with the Connecticut Business and Industry Association about the job market. Numbers seem to be going up and down, and they really like to see lawmakers address the cost of doing living here in Connecticut to try to get workers here. What are your thoughts on that issue?
Well, I think that housing, number one, is an issue, Tony. Housing is another item. I mentioned environment, and housing is something that we have to see what else can be done. However, I think that the initiative, we should be seeing the initiatives at the municipal levels. And in our town, unfortunately, over the last many decades, we haven't done much in affordable housing. All the efforts have been done by the Housing Authority, Greenwich Communities in Greenwich, that have done a tremendous job, but without much support of the municipal leaders. And it's something that the municipal leaders, the Board of Finance, and all of us together, we have to address and see how we can solve this issue. There is a shortage of housing in the nation, and it's a shortage of housing in town as well. And it's the number one item that when any business come into the state and look to make a substantial investment and create jobs, the first thing that they ask is, you know, how is the housing market? Where our workers will be living? Number two will be education. How are the schools, access? And thank God Connecticut is a leader in the nation in the public school system, and cost of living, which includes medical access to good health care, is another question. Child care is another question. But number one is housing, and you said it, and that has to be addressed, because it's an important item in the cost of living of any family.
All right, State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich, thanks very much for a couple of minutes this morning. Talk again in August. Be well. Stay cool.
Thank you very much. Great summer. Bye, Tony.